from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State Tillerson holds bilateral talks in India. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson pledged close cooperation with India in the fight against terrorism as he visited New Delhi for talks Wednesday with Indian officials. Speaking at a news conference alongside Indian Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj, the subject of Afghanistan came up.
We acknowledge with gratitude India's generous contributions to development in Afghanistan, including construction of the Salma Dam and the Afghanistan Parliament Building, and the $3 billion it has provided already in development assistance.
Tillerson said the U.S. has also boosted its commitment to Afghanistan as well as the peace and stability in the wider South Asia region. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani said Pakistan, which views India as its greatest threat, supports insurgencies as it views as countering New Delhi's actions in Kashmir and Afghanistan.
America is not much concerned about what happens in Kashmir as long as it doesn't lead to a nuclear war between the two countries. But with American troops and interests in Afghanistan, this is of great concern.
Tillerson's schedule on Wednesday includes a meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Kenya, the country's Supreme Court was unable to hear a petition to delay presidential election reruns, citing a lack of a quorum. Tuesday, more sounds of political protest as thousands of opposition supporters marched in Kisumu to election board offices. Opposition leader Raila Odinga is boycotting the vote, charging election officials are incapable of ensuring a free and fair vote. Late Tuesday, the bodyguard of the Deputy Chief Justice was shot and wounded. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Wednesday praised Filipino soldiers for defeating pro-Islamic State militants in a five-month battle in a southern Philippine city without allegations of human rights violations.
Here's an army that had to go into a fight like that, and they had not one human rights allegation against them with any credibility, not one. And when you look at how bloody awful that fight was, that's really a statement about the Philippine military, that they could set a human rights condition in the midst of that awful fighting.
Mattis's praise for the military was a rare appreciation, as the Philippines' human rights record under President Rodrigo Duterte has been strongly criticized by Western countries, including the United States. Russia used its veto in the UN Security Council yesterday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigators probing chemical attacks in Syria. Michelle Sison is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States deeply regrets that one member of this council vetoed this text, putting political considerations over the misery of Syrian civilians who have suffered and died from the use of chemical weapons.
The investigating team is expected to make public a report on Thursday that could identify those responsible for a deadly April 4th attack in the rebel-controlled town of Khan Sheikhoun in the southern Idlib province. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman announced yesterday the creation of a $500 billion plan to build a business and industrial zone to be powered exclusively by renewable energy and covering more than 26,000 square kilometers. The prince also pledged a more moderate and open Saudi society. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said it reflects two changing realities.
One, the fall in oil prices or the moderation in their increase has tended to create a situation where economic balance and maintenance of what you may call a rentier state has become more and more difficult, number one. Number two, which is even more important, is that over time there has been a major demographic change.
He said Saudi society is becoming radically younger and more exposed to Western influences. Meanwhile, China's Communist Party revealed yesterday its new decision-making Politburo Standing Committee after handing President Xi Jinping another five-year term. Aside from Mr. Xi, Premier Li Keqiang is the only other name to retain his post. The late German-born physicist Albert Einstein's theory on happy living, handed to a hotel bellboy in Tokyo on his way to collect his Nobel Award in 1922, fetched $1.3 million at a Jerusalem auction yesterday. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.